Maybe the Torah is saying something else. Maybe these fruits, the tzfuah and the grapes and the olives didn't grow at all during Shvius. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about now. The Dilma Amar said Le'ayo Klau. Nothing was grown during the seventh year. But it first started to get Hevi'a Shlish on the eighth year, before Chag HaSukkot. Okama Rachmon, you know what the Torah tells in this Pasuk? That Tishmoit V'Teizol Ad Chag HaSukkot. Maybe the Pasuk means to tell us that Shemitah, the issue of Shemitah, not to plow and not to plant, doesn't only apply to the seventh year, but it goes over into the eighth year until Sukkot. When it comes Chag HaSukkot, that's when it ends. But up until Chag HaSukkot, maybe you have the Chiyuv to be Noig Shemitah. Now that's what the Pasuk needs to say here. Miketz Sheva Shana B'Moyin Shnasa Shemitah. Chag HaSukkot means Shemitah still applies up until Chag HaSukkot. Even in the eighth year, even after Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, maybe there's still a Mr. Shemitah. Maybe up until Sukkot. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means to say. So then he can't learn out anything about a Shlish. It's not talking about a third groan. It's talking about a new Chiddush that Shemitah extends until Sukkot. The Gemara says that he can't say. Don't think to say like that. Because another Pasuk says, the Chag Osif, the Tzeis Hashanah. It says Chag Osif, Pasuk means Sukkot, at the end of the year. Rashi, Loisagadat Lishtoi Kro, Elikashavir Shlish. The Nukha Kroachrini. That I'll prove to you, this Pasuk is only talking about where a third is grown already. It's not talking about if nothing was grown yet, that the Easter Shemitah still applies until Chag Sukkot. The Pasuk here for sure is talking about something to do with a third groan. Why? Because another Pasuk in Shemoy says, V'chag osid v'tei sashona. Shashi v'chag osid v'tei sashona. Now the Gemara says, like, my chag osid. What does the Pasuk mean, chag osid? The Gemara says, Ilei machag habo bisman asifam. If it means sukkis, the chag, that comes during the time when you collect together all the tefuah, sukkis is called bisman asifam. Because that's the man when all the tfu, all the fruits are ripe already, and you bring it into the house right now. So that's what the Pasuk means of a Chag HaOsif. It's sick, it's the time to collect everything together. So the Gemara HaKsiv, the end of the Pasuk says, the Ostecho. The Pasuk already spoke about, it's the Zman HaSif, it's the time when you collect things together. So why does the Pasuk repeat itself twice in this Pasuk, Chag HaOsif? And Rashi says, the Chag HaOsif, the Pesach Hashana, my Chag HaOsif. Ilema to Yehu's shame. Sukkot, it's called Sukkot. You know why? Because Sukkot comes at a time when you collect all the tefuah, all your wheat into the house. If so, normally the cost of the chad krua trays in me. Why does the pasuk say it twice in one pasuk? Hoksib, you krua already said in this pasuk, Gufein, that the ostachos masecha, when you gather together like your maisa, the tefuah. So said already in this pasuk, gathering together. Why does it say again, the chag osif? Elo, my osif, what does the pasuk mean, chag osif? It means katsir. It means this is the time to cut down. So Rashi, Elo my osif katsir. Rochi come, this is what the Pasuk means to say. The chag, this is the yontif, asher hu biyostachos masecha min asoda. This is the yontif that you're cutting down the wheat from your field. Osif asher ata kaitzeboi. You're allowed to collect together now what you're cutting down now. Why? Because eina mishona anechnesis, elo mishona hayotis. You should know it's from last year. It's not the tefuah from this coming year, but from last year's. Olam Dechot teaches us, Shektir HaChag, that you cut off the wheat, on Sukkis, Hoylech HaChashon HaShokra. You should know it has the luck of last year. That's what the Pasuk means to tell us. The Chag also means this is the year that you're cutting off that has to do with last year's crop. Now, the Kimlu L'Rabbonin, Sha'omru HaTefuah Achashlish. How does the Chum know that when a tefuah grows a third, that's called finish, because like this, to hold tefuah sheniktzeres bechag v'yedua sheviyus list of nevas hashana. Any time that you cut down the wheat on Sukkis, in other words, the wheat is fully grown, that it's time to cut it down now, for sure it already grew one third before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, one third of it was for sure grown before Rosh Hashanah. So since a third of it was grown like last year, it's called last year's crop. Even though you're first cutting off the tefuah now on Sukkis, you should know the din of tefuah is it goes basa when it was grown a third. So since it was grown a third for sure last year, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that the tefuah goes basa last year's crop. That's what we said before, that Miketz Sheva Shana B'Moyed Shnasa Shemitah means to tell us, the Chag HaSukkis, that sometimes the tefuah you cut off on Sukkis
still has Kedusha Shemitah on it, because the tefuah, the wheat that you're cutting off now on Sukkot, for sure it was grown already a third by the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, on the seventh year, it was grown a third. So since it was grown a third already on Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shemitah. And also, Chag Osif means, the Pesach Hashanah means, the tefuah you cut down on Sukkot, you should know, that has the luck of last year. That's what the Pesach is teaching us. So from here we know why what you cut down on Sukkot has a lock of this tefuah's last year's crop, whether it's Negev to Shemitah, or whether it's Negev to which year do you have to give Meiser, or whether it's Negev if you can take off Trumas to Meiser from this year's crop on last year's crop, it all is totally when it was grown a third. It was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. It was and therefore, any tefuah you cut off on Sukkot for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, that's why it's last year's crop. Now, the Kokorah Lei B'Tzeis Hashanah, the Pasuk says, the Chag Osif B'Tzeis Hashanah, means it's the end of last year. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. What you cut down right now on Sukkot has a lock like last year. Rashi, She Mishana HaYetzis, it's from last year's crop. Alma, we see from here, Tfuah Achashlish, that Tfuah goes buster when it's one-third grown. The way it is, at one-third, if it happened before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. And if any tefuah you cut down by Sukkot, for sure it was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. Omalei Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira. So Reb Yirmiyah first asked the kasha to Reb Zeira, even though lady is chayza. But first he asked the kasha like this, the modern kasha. Reb Yirmiyah asked, V'kimlu l'rabbonin bein shlish t'pokas mishlish. How can a rabbonin know this? How can a rabbonin tell you to say that if it's grown now on Rosh Hashanah, what you're cutting down on Sukkot, for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah? How does the Chum know this? Are they like Nevi'im? Like he didn't understand how are they so Bekiyim to know exactly what's called the third, what's not called the third? Trashi B'Tzmi Yilachakasha V'Chidikinein B'Tzid Gidla Tzfura. So the Rabbanan knows so much what's doing, what's growing. Ledas to know Shein HaTzfura Ruyi Likzor B'Chag Elim Tenevi'a Shlish B'Shona Shavram. Like, how did Chum know such a thing to say? That any wheat you're cutting down now on Sukkot, you should know, for sure it was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it's called last year's. Like, how did Chum know this? That's what the Yirmiyah asked Reb Zeira. Omalei, so Reb Zeira answered back, Lavamina l'chor, I once told you already, Leitofik nashikol avar miyukhasa. Hey, don't go to ask questions on what the Chum say. And Rashi says, L'fak fake tishik chomim. Don't ask questions on what the Chum say about a measurement. Why? Because kol midas chacham kachi. The chum, yes, the big bikin, they know exactly what the measurements are. They said the aboim sohu teivel. You're allowed to go to the mikveh if you have aboim soh of water. The aboim soh chorsa kutav any yochel itvom. If you have a mikveh that has a drop less than 40, so it's possible. Even though the Torah only says you have to go into a mikveh that your body can get into, doesn't say what the shiur of a mikveh is. The chachamim with their chokhmah shots off the same. That when you have 40 saws of water, that's the exact measurement that the whole body could get into. And if you have a drop less than that, the mikveh is kosher. So see, the Chum know exactly what they're talking about. The same thing, kibetza metame tuma seichlin. Kibetza chosa shumshin eina metame tuma seichlin. If you have food, if it has the size of an egg there, now if something touches it, the sheret touches this makabel tuma. If you have the size of food, a drop less than the size of an egg, you should know even if a sheret touches it, it's not makabel tumah. And Rashi explains, the Pasuk says that an oichel is makabel tumah what eats for das beis abliya. The amount of food that could go down your throat at one time, that's the least amount of food you have to have to be makabel tumah. And Chazal shuts up, Chazal knew, what's the smallest amount that could go down your throat, the biggest amount that go down your throat is the size of an egg. So therefore you have to have the size of an egg of food, that's what's makabel tumah. Another halacha they said is shloisha shloisha metame medris. If you have a cloth that's three tefachim by three tefachim, that's fit to sit on, and therefore if a zav or a nida sits on, it's a tumas medris. Mashenken shloisha shloisha chosa neim rachas. It's one string less than 3 by 3. Ain't a metame medris. The Chum knew to say that if it's less than 3 by 3 tefachim, it's not enough of a size to sit on. It doesn't have tumas medris. So you see clearly, the Chum know exactly what they're saying. See, Rosh Hashanah know exactly that the tefuah you cut down on Sukkot for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. Hodom Rabbi Yirmiyah, then Rabbi Yirmiyah was chayzin. Rabbi Yirmiyah himself retracted his statement and said like this: Lav milsi di amri. There's no question what I asked before.
That's what I asked before. How did Chum know? I take back my question. The boy minei chavrayim Rav Kana. Because the chavrayim asked the kasha from Rav Kana like that. People ask Rav Kana a question like this. Oimer shekrivu Yisrael dechnisasim liyoritz. When Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, the first Pesach, they had to bring the Korban Oimer. On the second day Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring the Korban Oimer. So the question was, Mehechen Ekrivu, from which Tvua did they use to bring the Oimer? In time, if you want to tell me, the Ayo Biyad Nochri, that the Yidin first came into Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan. They came in the 10th day of Nisan, and they had to bring the Oimer on Tes Zion Ben Nisan. So you only have like 6 days there. So the Chura, how much could the wheat grow? It can't grow that much in 6 days. You have to tell me they took the wheat that was grown by the Goyim. The Yaya Biyad Nochri, we're talking about that was grown by the Goyim. That type of tfuah they cut down the use for the Minchas Oimer. Said the Gemara, that can't be. Ketirchem Omer Achmona, V'loi Ketir Nochri. It has to be something that you grew, that grew by a Jew and not that grew by a Goy. So besides, they couldn't use the Goyish tfuah. When it's roy to be cut down, it's called a ktir. So male, it had to be by a Jew and not by a guy. And so first of all, kind of said back to him, who said the cloud the first year the Eden went into Eretz Yisrael? Who said they brought the Oimer that day, in that year? Maybe that year they did not bring the Korban Oimer. Maybe that year they didn't bring the Korban Oimer. They didn't have tfuah that was grown by Yisrael. Therefore, maybe they didn't bring the Korban Oimer. The Gemara says, let's talk about it. Don't say like that. The extent the pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayoichlu me'avar oritz. They ate from the new tefuah of Eretz Yisrael. Mimochras ha-Pesach. The next day after Pesach, the second day of Pesach, they ate Chodesh. Now, the loch is when they come into Eretz Yisrael, the tefuah that's grown before Pesach is called Chodesh. And you're not allowed to eat it until the second day of Pesach. Until when? Until you bring the Korban Oimer. Now, the loch is like this. There's man you could bring karbonis, you're not allowed to eat the chodesh, the second day in Pesach, until you bring the carbon. If you don't bring the carbon, it first becomes, the mincha, it first becomes mutter the next day. There's manas there that we don't have a base migdash, senechnami midirais, it's mutter right away in the morning. But there's man base migdash, when you could bring karbonis, it's only mutter that day when you bring the mincha soimer. So the pasuk says here, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, it says, they ate the yomer that day, so they ate the chodesh that day. So mashma, that day they did bring the Minchas Oimer, you have to say. Because if they didn't bring the Minchas Oimer, you can't eat Chodesh that day. You have to wait till the next day. And the other pasuk says, Vayoichlo me'avar oritz. They ate right now from the new crop that was going in Eretz Yisrael. Mimochras ha-Pesach. The second day of Pesach, they started to eat Chodesh. So mimochras ha-Pesach echol. From the second day of Pesach, you will not eat it. Mikara lo'yocho. But before that, you can't eat it because it's Chodesh. So it's a riot that they did bring the Minchas Oimer on the second day of Pesach. The question is, how did they have the Tfuah? The Tfuah was grown by the Goyim. It was possible. So Gemara says, the Akriv Oimer, for her the Akli. No, the Pesach needs to say is, first they brought the Oimer on the second day of Pesach, and then they ate the Chodesh. So the question is again, Mehechen Ekrivu, where did they get the Tfuah, the wheat, the grain, to make the Minchas Oimer from? Is Omel answer, I've kind of answered back, Kol shaloi hevi shlish biyad nochri. If the wheat or whatever it was, the tfuah, did not grow a third biyad nochri, and the last growing was biyad Yisrael, that's called the Jews' tfuah. So we're talking about now when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, the wheat there did not grow a third yet, and the next 6 days it grew a third. Therefore, it's called ketzirch, and they're allowed to use it for the yomer. For the Gemara v'dima ayol v'lo shimlu. So then Rav Kana asked Akasha, how did Chum at that time know? Like to bring the Minchas Oimer, maybe really the tfuah was grown a third already by the Goyim, and then it's possible to use? Elo, what do you have to say? Kimlu, that the Chum at that time when he went into Eretz Yisrael knew exactly what's called that the tfuah is grown a third. They were able to say that the tfuah was not grown a third. In other words, they were able to look at it and say, this tfuah was not grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. Was not grown a third when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So now when the Jews conquered Eretz Yisrael, now the next 6 days the tefuah grew a third, it became to a third full, so it's called growing by Yisrael, it's called ketirchem, therefore they could bring the Minchas Oimer. That's the case.
Yes. So Mar brought a raya that Bar Chum know exactly when tefuah was grown a third and when it's not grown a third. So Mar says no, V'dilma maybe lo yayo klal. Maybe when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they found the wheat, the tfuah, wasn't grown at all. It was grown very small. So like for sure it wasn't grown a third yet. And by the time it came Tes Zayin Nisan to bring the Korban Omer, it was completely grown. Fred Gemara, but Avol Hecha Diayah River. But let's say if a quarter was grown already, then Shlish, the Pachas Mishlish LaKimlu. But maybe the Chum do not know exactly the difference whether something is grown a third or less than a third. That they don't know. Aye, how come they brought the Korban Omer? Because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, like it was grown very, very small. Like only one tenth of it was grown yet. So like for sure that they know that a third wasn't grown yet. And then it was grown up into a third by the time of the Omer. So Mar says, let's talk about this. That you can't say. You can't say that when they came in, like there was no doubt, it was for sure less than a third. Because the Pasuk says like this. When did Klai Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael in Yeshua? When they first conquered, went into Eretz Yisrael, what day of the month was it? It was the 10th day of Nisan. The 10th day of Nisan, that's when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you want to tell me when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, on the 10th day of Nisan, the tfuah, the wheat, wasn't grown so much. It was grown just a drop. It wasn't grown enough. It was very small. If so, the chamisha yoima mikomoli. In 5 days, does wheat grow so much? Like by the time of the Omer, you have to have a ketirchem, and it has to at least be a third grown, if not completely grown. So if you're telling me now, when it came in on the 10th day of Nisan, it was a very, very small and nothing was grown, in 5 days it doesn't grow so fast. So Ella, what do you have to say? Ella mai, the Yaya revia, that for sure when they first came in the 10th day, it was already a quarter grown already. Aydan karas a sixth grown. And now it's only a question how to grow a little bit more. So in these 5 days, the tzaka grew a little bit more. So at the Gemara Akati, still we have the same question. The chamisha yoima mikom oli. In 5 days, it's the same question. If the wheat was only a quarter grown, so in 5 days, it doesn't become a third grown. It takes longer than that for it to grow. So still you have the same question. If you want to say when it came in on the 10th, until the second day of Pesach, there was such a big change that the Chum knew for sure before it was less than a third, and now it's more than a third, that also doesn't happen in 5 days. Elo, what do you have to tell me? Elo, my Yisrael Meimor, the Pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvik Tzivva. It says Eretz Yisrael is like a deer that runs very fast. In other words, everything grows very fast in Eretz Yisrael. If so, I'll tell you, Hochinami, Eretz Tzvik Tzivva. It's possible to say when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was mamish very, very little grown. Mamish maybe only a tenth was grown. And then Echonami, in 5 days it got completely grown. Aye, it doesn't happen so fast, but in Eretz Yisrael it does happens. Because Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi, so therefore you don't have proof that the Chum really know the difference between what's grown a third and what's grown less than a third. So mainly here you don't have a proof. Alright, turn over. So where it says, Mask of Lord Rabbi Chanina. Chanina asked a question like this. Oh, me, Mosh Tisamrit. So good, you don't have a proof, but I call upon him, that's the way we hold it. Avad Chum do know exactly what's called the third grown by the wheat and what's not called the third grown, and that's what they said to Lachem. That if it's grown the third before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's crop. And if it first gets its third grown after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's crop. Now the Gemara is, Mask of Lord Rabbi Chanina. Can you really say that we're saying that when the Pasuk says Chag HaOsif but Tzeis HaShon, the Pasuk in Shemais means the time of cutting off, that when you cut off the Tfu on Sukkis, it has the lock of last year. So the Gemara Boksir, the Pasuk says V'ostecho Migoncho Mikvecho. Another Pasuk in Dvorim that says you gather together Migoncho Mikvecho from the leftovers of your oil and of the grapes of the wine. The Yom Amar, we dash and we learn from this pasuk, it means to tell us that there's an asmach there, that how do you make the schach? When you're going to make a sukkah, from what could the schach be made out of? The psalas gurin v'yekav akosam adabra. Schach can be made from certain the psalas, leftovers of the olives and the grapes. That's what you can make schach from. And Rashi says, V'yom Amar, shalam d'cho akos, the pasuk will come to teach us, lasoy schach, shal sukkah, the psalas gurin v'yekav, kagain, kashin, the straws, the branches. That means davar shein the makabatuma. It's something that's not a noichel, it's not edible, it's not makabatuma. The gedulim menorah, but it grows out of the ground. That's what you have to make the schach from. something that grows out of the ground, and it's not mekabel tuma. V'ahai chag osiv nami. That's what the pasuk says. V'chag osiv b'teis hashonah. You know what chag osiv means? The karmat yiseru. You said osiv is extra because it said already bisman osiv. Mishum nechsev gavi biyos b'chos masecho. I it's extra. It said already biyos b'chos masecho. So why does it say a second time in the pasuk chag osiv? The parrot says lav yiseru. It's not an extra word. Eluzel shem achag. That's the name of Sukkot. Al shem shah sukkah misuchachas itzelus gerin v'yikov. Since the schach is made from something that grows and not makabel tuma, which is the psalus of gerin v'yikov, so since that's what the schach is made from, that's what sukkah is called from. So the pasuk says v'chag osif, it's not an extra word to tell us the time when you collect the tefillah together, as if to say that what you collect, what you cut off on sukkah, belongs to last year's crop. Chag osif means that's called chag sukkah. Osif means the schach. The schach is made from the psalus of the gerin v'yikov, from the leftovers of the grapes after you press it down, or from the olives after you press it down. The leftover stuff is not makabel tuma, and it's something that grows out of the ground. That's what you can make schach from. So mainly the word osif means the schach. So the pasuk means the chag osif. This is the yontif of sukkah. So the chag is not an extra word. So you can't darshan from this pasuk to tell me that what grows a third is called finished. That it grew a third last year, it has last year's halacha. You can't learn it out from this pasuk. So Gemara says, Amar Abzera said then, Ha milsa, heve biyodam, like this halacha that we wanted to know, how do we know that tefillah, when it's grown a third, that's called it's finished, like, and if it's grown a third last year, this year, this year, we thought we know the pshat, but the yosser, Rabbi Chanina, showed the Beinaga, Rabbi Chanina came and busted it, like put a nail in it. Now say, yes, this is a good question. How do you know to say that Pasuk Chag Osef means that the Ksira of Sukkot goes after last year's crop? It's not talking about the Ksira. It's talking about that the shame of Sukkot is called Chag Osuf. That's the Chag that you have Chag. So therefore, we're back to the Kasha. How do we know this Yisoid? That when Tfuah, when the wheat is grown one third, that's like now it's finished. So if it's grown one third last year, it's last year's crop. This year, this year's. How do we know this Yisoid? So Gemara says, Elam Minoam, how do we know it from? Kiratanya. Say it from another place. We learn it like this. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer. The pasuk says, V'yasasa es ha-tfuah l'shot l'shloish shonim. You should make the tfuah for 3 years. Pasuk is talking about here that it's a bracha, that when you make Shemitah, so sometimes you're not allowed to plant the seventh year, and then you have Yovel, you can't plant that year, and then the next year it takes like 3 years till you have crops. So how are you going to live? And Lamai, what you planted on the sixth year will last you for 3 years. That's what Pasuk Pshat in the pasuk is. What you grew the sixth year will last you sometimes for 3 years. Or last year for the seventh, for the eighth, when it's Yovel, and then for the next year until the tefuah comes about. So we dashin don't know that Al Tikri, don't read it, Lishlish, to say 3 years, Ela Lishlish, as if to say it's